Would you choose the electric chair if you're getting, you know, if you're on death row and they give you an option
between the being an electrician and a shot?
Yeah.
I think I'd take the shot. I've been shocked enough throughout my life. I'm kind of over it.
This is the Careers Over Beers podcast, and I am your host, Jesse Krause.
Obviously.
And it's actually Careers Over Bourbon today, folks, because we got Brett Mader in the house, and what are we drinking on?
We got some TX whiskey today.
TX whiskey?
Oh, yeah.
And you
said... Shout out to Brett McCary, by the way.
Brett McCary, if you're listening, shout out. Yeah. And you said you're a Bullet bourbon guy first, right?
I am. I like Bullet, and good old Jeff Krause let me down today. So
God dang, Jeff.
I got some TX. It's a close second, though.
Dude, it's very good. Very good. Shout out to TX. Did you know what this is, actually, on top of here?
Part of a... No.
My dad is actually a big TX bourbon guy. That's how I know this. But that is recycled cowboy boot on the top of the cork right there.
Really?
And so there's all different types of leather on top of there that you find whenever you buy a new bottle. But they recycle cowboy boots, and they make corks out of it, apparently. Well, so.
And the killer bourbon.
And a killer bourbon. It is smooth.
It is.
So let's make a drink here. You already poured one, huh?
Yeah, I got one early.
I'm God a lush. Dang. What'd you say?
I said I'm a lush.
Oh. All right. Brett, cheers to you, sir.
Cheers to you, brother.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm getting some caramel notes there.
Yep, me too, man.
Yeah. All right, so tell the world what you do.
Okay, so I'm a journeyman electrician, but I just recently, about a year and a couple months ago, started with Evergy as a substation technician.
Substation technician.
Oh, yeah.
Can you describe what a journeyman is for people that don't know?
Well, I mean, when you start out as an electrician, you go through a 4-year apprenticeship where you're kind of the apprentice, the scrub, the guy who gets beat on a little bit. And
yeah.
As you just go through, you learn more, you go through some schooling, and you come out as a journeyman. And now I'm able to actually work on stuff. I have a journeyman license, so there's a lot that you have to have a license to work on stuff. So.
Yeah, so what is involved in getting that license? Is it some sort of classes or?
Yeah, it's like a 4-year program, and there's multiple different ones out there. The IBEW, I went through the IBEW and got my license. And
so it's basically getting a degree?
Yeah, I guess you could
almost
say. Yeah, 4-year program.
4-year program?
A degree or a little tiny piece of paper that says journeyman electrician that you could probably make.
That's
at
all
home.
You need, man. That's the world we live in now. They want to see that paper.
You're right.
Right?
You're right about that.
What in the world made you want to be an electrician?
Well, I really didn't.
No?
So, I was working at Wichita Brewing. I was 21 years old, living my best life.
A high life.
Oh, yeah. Having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Putting down way too many beers at once. And the girl that I was dating at the time, which is now my wife, her dad was like, hey, so you work at a brewery. That's cool. You ever thought about, like, the rest of your future? And I was like... Thought I kind of had this figured out. What do you mean, man? And he's like, oh, I'm an electrician. You ever thought about that? And I was like, what do they pay?
Yeah.
And it was significantly more than I made at a brewery. So I said, I can do this.
Right.
And so it was really just to, let's go start making more money. And then I kind of fell in love with the trade.
That's, yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that story, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Working some job that they just wanted more and out of their life, and so they go on to something like you did, 4 years of school to become a journeyman.
Right.
Did you work as an apprentice before that?
So, basically, I mean, let's just go back to the early Brett
Mader. Go back to
days.
The early old days.
So, my dad was a computer engineer, nerd type. Love you, Dad. But, I had no interest in that. Like, I wasn't the smartest kid in school. I just wanted to get by. I didn't want to go through all that. So when I got to college, my uncle owned a construction company, and he said, hey, while you're going to college, you want to help me out? So I was like, yeah, sure. So I started construction basically right out of high school. And even during high school, I guess I was pouring basements during the summers and stuff. Just so physical labor was kind of my calling there. And then
that's a rough job, too, you know, in the summertime.
Sucked. It was awful. Ooh. Awful. But then basically, yeah, once my not father-in-law at the time, but girlfriend's dad was like, hey, you want to look into this? So I worked there for about maybe 4 months, and I said, hey, how do I get into this apprenticeship? Like, because every year you go through the apprenticeship, you get a raise. So I was like, how do I get
so more, you were just working
how
as
I get some more money?
A normal employee without your journeyman. You're just doing just the bitch work, basically.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah. Couldn't have said any better. And then I was like, I kind of want to actually, like, make this into something more. So I started the apprenticeship, and I was still the bitch, doing the bitch work for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
But then you came out on the other end, and now you have somebody else doing bitch work, probably.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
So, yeah, I ran a crew for a little while, was living a good life there, too, and then that's when this whole, so we'll go back 4 years ago. I went through a substation at Evergy Westar at the time. You have to go through these boot camps in order to get onto their company. And they're basically to weed you out. If you're going to make it, you're going to make it. If you're not, they kick you out of the boot camp.
Right.
So I got through this boot camp, and you're good for 3 years. So I got through that boot camp, and then it basically went from you get through this boot camp, you got 3 years, and they'll either hire you or they won't. And then you're out of and you have to go back to the boot camp.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm running my own crews as a journeyman and electrician. They called me 6 months, 3 to 6 months, I don't know, that was a long time ago, after my boot camp and said, hey, you interested in a job? And I said, yeah. So I went through this interview process. It was for a job in Atchison. Got through the first interview, went to the second. It was just between me and one other guy. And they said, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And I thought the interview by this point was going smooth. I had it in the bag.
You thought and you nailed it.
Oh, yeah. And I said, oh, you know, with Westar, but maybe back closer to Wichita area. And everything went south from there.
And they're like, ooh.
I did, yeah, oh. Yeah. So I did not get the position.
We're not really interested in you anymore.
Yep. So then I went back to my old job fine. I enjoyed it. Running my crew for a while longer and had everything going for me there. And then they called again a month before my boot camp expired. And they said, hey, we got a couple positions open. We want to interview you. So I went through the interview process again. I got through, but the two positions, one was for Shawnee and one was for Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I went through the interview process. One of the guys lived in Shawnee, so they kind of were like leaning towards him. And so they asked me if I was interested in the Independence position. I said, yeah, of course.
At this point, you weren't afraid to leave the Wichita area to go do something else?
Oh, I was terrified.
Or you were?
I mean, I got a wife and two kids at this point, but I was like, if I can get my foot in that door.
That's all you needed.
We're going to make it happen. Something's going to work. So I did it. They said, where do you see yourself in 5 years this time? And I said, wherever the hell you need me.
And that's what they wanted to hear.
That's what they wanted to hear. Yep. So they called me back and said, all right, we're going to bring you on just for a shadow day. So I went and shadowed for 1 day, just shadowed. And the whole entire time, the two journeymen there were like, you going to stick around? You going to stick around? Like over and over. And I was like, yeah, guys, I got no intentions. I mean, I'm happy.
They were wanting you to?
Yeah, because I guess Independence in the Evergy world has kind of been a revolving door.
Has it?
Because Southeast Kansas is beautiful, but people just don't. I mean, it's slow there. We'll say that. So I'm going to leave it at that. If you're from Southeast Kansas,
shout out to people in Southeast Kansas. Yeah.
They got it going on. They live life differently.
They live life differently, and that's okay.
Yeah. So I actually started to fall in love with it, but my wife said no way. So
she's the real boss.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, yeah, then I uprooted my whole life and went and got a one-bedroom apartment.
Holy shit. Came home
every weekend I could, but, I mean, there were times where I didn't come home for a month.
Did they tell you how long you were going to be gone for at the beginning?
They said that there was good opportunities to be moved in 6 months. 6 months went by. I just kept waiting. And then, I hit 10 months, and the job posting came open, and I took it, and then I spent my last month there, so it was right around a year.
There had to have been moments, though, still, where you're like, oh, God, I hope this doesn't end up being a forever type deal, you know?
Well, I will also tell you that my wife made it very clear to me that money's not everything, and that if I wasn't going to get back to Wichita, my ass was going to find a new job. So
you're going back to Wichita Brewing Company.
Yeah, exactly. I was on. I mean, I'll figure it out.
Shout out to Wichita Brewing Company, by the way. They make some damn good pizzas.
Yeah, when I went there, or when I worked there, it was brand new, man.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, we were burning. I worked in the kitchen mostly. We were burning pizzas left and right. We hadn't figured out the whole oven thing.
Yeah.
And now.
Because it's a whole different process, too. Yeah,
they've blown up so big since I've been there.
Oh, dude, it's popular. I love going there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Great place.
Great pizzas, great beer.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, back to electricity.
Oh, yeah.
So that was worth it then, taking that, you know, shot.
Yes.
And just going down to Independence for a while. Totally worth it.
Yes. I will say, though, when I came back, it was like the first month I come back from Independence. And I'm just hanging out in my house, you know, hanging out. The kids are playing, being actually pretty good kids. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, well, you guys shut up. I was losing my – I was used
You'd
to
adapted
this.
Back to that oh, single yeah. life, just chilling in an apartment.
Oh, yes. It was quiet. I watched whatever I wanted, did yeah. whatever I wanted, and now I'm like, I can't even handle you guys when you're having fun, you know. Like, so that took a minute. I felt bad for a while.
I get it, man, even though I don't have kids yet. But
hell yeah. You just wait.
Know, I know. That's what they tell me.
Yeah.
So when you're getting like an apprenticeship or when you're going through that program and getting your journeyman's or whatever, does the company typically pay for that?
So yeah, that's the glory of it is you work. So in the IBEW, you work Monday through, you work your regular shift,
mm-hmm.
but then every one Friday a month, you end up going to a class and you don't get paid for that class, but you've worked enough in there that it's all worth it. Other ones I know that you just go in the evenings, but it's all paid for.
That's pretty cool. So they allow you to basically get a job and work while you're going through the program.
Exactly.
And that's typical for most companies?
Yeah. So now that I'm at Evergy, I'm starting all over, dude. I'm the bitch again.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. Filling ice. I'm getting everybody ice in the morning. I'm doing whatever they need. Yeah.
Sometimes that's what it takes, though, to humble you back down and make you a good boss, right?
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'll be a boss one of these days getting ice for my apprentices. Who knows?
Yeah.
It don't matter.
You don't want to be the guy that's handed the company and then you're just an asshole because you never got ice for anybody, right?
Yep. But, yeah, it's a good deal. And right now I'm going through, like, I don't have a set time where I work on that I'm supposed to work on my apprenticeship, but I have, like, it's all paid for. It's all taken care of. I just work on it when I can, but I have deadlines.
That's super cool, though.
Yeah,
that they pay for that.
Oh, yeah. It's incredible.
That's got to be a big draw. I mean, even electrician is one of those trades, though, where it's like, does it seem to you like the younger generation isn't going towards that as much?
Well, in all honesty, this is what I would like to for Andale to do something like this. Like, just let me, you know, there's Benny Armstrong, who's a plumber. I mean, there's these trades out there that when I was in high school, we didn't hear, anyway, but there, none of this was actually talked about.
Well, it never was, and it was never pushed either. I feel like everybody our age was taught, you know, get a degree no matter what, and you'll be set.
Right.
And it doesn't matter. It's like, just get a degree and you're good. Yeah.
And I did the whole college thing. I actually have a degree in massage therapy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't even use it. I don't know what
Let's put it to use.
I thought it was cool. Yeah, come on, man. No, I thought it was going to be cool. Like, my grandma was going through breast cancer, and I was like, she said the only thing that made her feel better was her going to this massage therapy and all that. So I was like,
wow.
You know what? I'm going to do this. Like, this is cool. And then after I went through all the schooling and did everything I had to, I worked in this one little massage parlor for like 3 months, and I was like, what am I doing here? This is awful. So literally all that money went down the drain.
Did you have to massage guys too?
Oh, yeah, everybody. You don't. I mean, I don't get to just say, hey, I just want women. That would be creepy.
Would be very creepy, but at the same time, it's like,
yeah.
Was it weird massaging
it
a guy?
Yeah, it was even weird. I mean, having a girlfriend massaging on other women was weird. Like,
right.
Everything. At first, I was like, you're helping people out. This is fine. And then eventually, you're just like, this is kind of a weird profession. I mean, good
some
for
those
people. I think they're great. I love getting a massage, but it just wasn't.
Massages great. Are great, to be honest. Yeah. They really are. But there's also people that are there for the wrong reasons, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. I'm not saying I came across any of them. We're not even going down that road.
No. That's so funny, though, dude. It's hilarious when I get to talk to people like you, just in a profession like an electrician or whatever, and you would never guess somebody like you would have a degree in massage therapy.
I know.
You know?
I don't know what I was thinking.
That's crazy, but
it's
hilarious.
I thought it was a great idea, and I was like, I'm going to do this.
But it makes you a well-rounded individual, right? Having experience in something like that.
Something like that, yeah. But, yeah, then once I became an electrician, you know, I was going through the apprenticeship. I became a journeyman. And then I just decided, hey, let's try something else. And I went and climbed cell phone towers for a year. That was wild.
Holy shit.
Going all over Michigan, Wisconsin, just Missouri. I mean,
What were you doing on the cell phone towers?
We changed out all. It was cell phone towers for AT&T.
Light bulbs?
So they were switching. No, I wish. That's the good gig.
I know.
They were changing out. They were going from 3G to 4G at this time. And they were changing all their antennas from 3G to 4G. So we're just up at the tower. They're sending antennas up. We'd hook them up.
See, you're one of those guys that are trying to chip us and make 5G control our brains or whatever.
Well, 4G didn't have that, but I definitely would have been in.
You would have been in on that.
Yeah. I'll get some guys for you. Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. You've been all over the place then.
Yeah. I've
pizzas, massages, cell phone towers.
I know.
That's awesome.
I worked at a chemical plant for a while. Yeah, that's,
I love that, dude. Talking to people like you is the best thing, though, I think, because you're all over the place. You know what work is like in every occupation almost, right?
Yeah, I get that. See, then I get some people that are like, oh, man, you've had so many jobs. You must just not be able to stick around. I'm like, actually, I never took a job that I wasn't bettering myself in.
Right.
So now I don't feel like I'll ever move on. I think
You think you found the one?
Yeah. I've wanted to work for Evergy for a long time. And now that I'm here, I love it, man. I'm content. I'm ready for this career to be the rest of my life. But
well, tell me what you love about it.
Oh, I don't know. I love the fact that when you guys are out of power, I'm getting call-outs. No. I don't know.
Because when we're out of power, you're usually out of power?
Yeah, I'm out working, though.
You're out working, yeah. So you don't care.
No, I don't care. No, I don't know. Just the whole being an electrician thing, you know. My electrician experience was all commercial. 120, 277, like them different voltages. And there was always part of me that was like, you know what? There's bigger power out there. I want to check something like this. Let me have a little
bit of that. Yeah, get you a swig of that.
But I'm like, oh, this is pretty cool stuff out here. And then as you start looking and you realize, like, you got 138,000 volts that are coming into this substation. And then it's going through the transformer, going through all these breakers, and it's coming out the other side at 69,000 volts. And I was always just kind of blown away by how that works. And don't ask me how that works because I'm still in the process of my apprenticeship. I'm not even getting into that. But
that's crazy.
It's just like some of the stuff that these transformers can take from one voltage to another voltage and, you know.
What's the purpose of that? Changing voltages like that?
You're just taking it from like generation power, which is the high voltage that you're getting, and it's just dropping it down to something that you can get into houses.
Okay.
So then you're taking it, and
because you can't
just
blast it at 138 volts into a house.
Yeah, that would be
you'll fuck shit up.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying. But yeah, and then it goes through some. I mean, it goes through a transformer down to 69, and then it goes from 69 down to it breaks off into our 120, and I mean, mm-hmm. It's just some crazy shit that I always thought was pretty cool.
It is crazy. I don't think most people understand it either.
Yeah, well, I'm learning it, so we'll do this again.
We'll do it again someday when you're an expert.
And then I'll be
on it. Yeah.
But yeah, I always thought of myself like, you know what? I'm doing this. This is like for electricians, at least in my eyes, some others might differ, but getting to Evergy is like, that's it. You made it.
Right.
So I've just been trying and trying, and 4 years later, man, I was patient.
Finally, you're there.
I bet you this that HR lady, if she went back and looked at how many times I called her just saying, hey, you still have my resume? Have you looked it over lately? Oh, I bet she was. When she did call me, she goes, well, Brett, it only took almost full 3 years, but we got you.
Dude, so, I mean, it was. That's what it takes, though, is people like you are the ones that make it because you're persistent. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, the old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't taking no for an answer.
You got to bug them, yeah.
You got to do this.
And talking to a lot of people in professions like you that finally did make it where they want to be, that's how it had to happen. They had to bug them. They had to be just constantly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, are you ready for me? You want me to get in this job or not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was rough, man.
I'm happy for you, man. Cheers. I'm glad you found it finally, you know?
Yeah. It's been great. Year and a half in, or year and a couple months in, and oh yeah, I love it.
And it's you think that it's a great career. Like if somebody was to say they wanted to be an electrician,
right?
You would recommend it and say that's a solid path to go
absolutely.
Down for sure.
Yeah. I've talked to multiple, which this is just random individuals from Andale, but I've talked to a lot of them that are like, I'm not sure what I'm gonna do. And I tell them, like, look into the electrical world. But even further than that, like right now at Pratt Community College, they have a division here in Wichita that is for Evergy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a line school. and you go through this, and then you can literally go out, and I'm in the substations, but Evergy has linemen too, and I mean, great money.
Are you could
go into it right out of high school. It'd be incredible.
It'd be an incredible job.
Oh yeah,
I wish I would. You know, I've known a couple linemen, and they claim they make a ton of money.
Yeah, it's a great. I mean, I can't imagine. I might be in trouble if I made that much money right out of high school. But yeah. I mean, I'd have a job that I would be going to every day. So
right.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, it's.
But insane. You're not a lineman, right?
I'm in the substations.
You're in the substations.
Yeah. So the sub, like, I don't know how to explain it for all these people, but like right outside of Colwich here. There's a huge substation
mm-hmm.
on 151st and 53rd. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
So I'm inside those fences. Any of the equipment inside those fences,
okay.
That's what I work on.
So you're working at, people would call that the plant, right?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
So you're not going into individual homes and doing electrician work?
Nope. No, I mean, I do side jobs here and there, but
yeah.
Mainly that's my 100% job is out in those.
So are those like the three main jobs you can get as an electrician, or like a home electrician would be like you know in the plumbing category or whatever, where you're going to individual residences or whatever?
Yeah, you got your home ones, and those are like whatever you can go, like there's companies that strictly do residential,
yeah,
and then there's companies that strictly do commercial, which is like your like a Walmart, you know, I mean, any of those buildings.
Uh-huh.
And then you have like industrial, which is like out at Oxychemical, and then out at like, yeah, just different, like those are more of like the plant types that you're outside out in the plants.
So that would be you?
Whatever. So no, that I'm these substations are where all the transformers, I mean, they're basically, like I said, they're taking power from one power to another power, and we're working through that. Mm-hmm. So that's where I work, inside those substations. These plant, like the chemical plants and stuff, is just, I mean, it's all your, it's commercial, you're do outside electrical, but most of it's once the building's there and everything, you're inside.
Okay.
So industrial is more of like even a grain elevator. I mean, whatever piping is going to be basically outside on that, I mean, that's considered industrial, so.
Okay.
Yeah, there's commercial and industrial go hand in hand. So basically it's either residential or commercial industrial. And the company I work for, we were commercial industrial.
And then and linemen too, right?
And
would
linemen,
that be is well, that then, one of
that's
those?
The whole that so that's just electrician. We'll put that on this category.
Okay.
And then once Evergy is completely different, I mean they have linemen who work on the lines, like the full blown lines that go across.
Right.
They work on those, and then basically, to put this in better terms, the linemen's lines come into a substation and then they come out on the other end. Some of them come in at one voltage and leave as another voltage, and all the equipment inside there that changes the voltages is what I work on.
Oh.
So.
Gotcha.
I'm technically.
So a line.
Like, you don't even have to have a journeyman electrician license to be a substation guy.
Okay.
To work at Evergy, you don't have to have an electrician license.
So a lineman isn't even an electrician then, is it?
I mean...
Or are they?
They don't... Maybe not term-wise, but, I mean, yeah, they're above an electrician in my eyes. I don't know. I don't want to make anybody mad watching this here.
Nobody watches this, don't worry.
Whatever. But, yeah, to me, a lineman... I mean, yeah, they have to be... I mean, you don't have to be an electrician, journeyman electrician on paper. We're back to the paper thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a journeyman electrician on paper, but yeah, I mean, they have their own apprenticeship because they work on live. I mean, those are live lines out there. You gotta know your shit,
dude. I know, right? And one thing I've always wondered too, maybe you can answer this, is why do they have to be above ground? Why can't we bury all of our lines?
Well, they have lines above or underground. There's certain places that are underground, but
like the power lines you see along the roads. Those... So,
if you want to go ahead and go up to every single resident in the city of Colwich and be like, "Hey, we're just going to completely dig underneath this whole town of Colwich for the next like year. You guys good with that?" Then maybe it'd be
I get
a good
it.
Idea.
Yeah, but, I get it.
Yeah, they're able to run them wherever they need to above ground.
True.
They
just look ugly a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
That's why they're trying to make them look better. But even a big steel pole that people are like, "Ooh, that looks," to us, we're like, "Damn, that looks good." Everybody else is like, "Looks like shit right in my backyard."
To an electrician, you're like, "Man, that's nice."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, you know, on the other hand, with that big line ran up there that's ugly in your backyard, it gives you Netflix and you can sit on your ass and stare at a TV. You don't even have to look outside. You're right.
Yeah.
You don't need to look outside. That's old school.
Yeah. Nowadays, look inside. It is, right? Yeah.
But you got to admit, if we did have all of our power lines underground, it would eliminate all the outages from tree limbs and high winds.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a huge difference. Right. But it's almost like an impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. But they did it with phone lines, right? Those used to be phone lines back in the day.
Yeah, they're still phone lines. I mean, so if you look at a line, you got two or three up top, then you have a ground wire, and then the very bottom one you always see on the poles is a telephone line.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Or a cable line or whatever. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So the lowest one, in most cases, if you see a low one, and you'll see Cox trucks out there, 18, whatever trucks mm-hmm. out there, and they're always working on that bottom line.
Oh, okay.
And I'm really sorry. I've been like this all whole time. I'm very vocal with my hands.
No, that's good.
My wife yells at me for that sometimes.
That makes people want to watch the video more than listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah, there you go.
Somebody's going like this. God, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. For somebody that was interested in becoming an electrician, they're like, hey, they come up and they're like, Brett, you know, I'm thinking about going this route. Would you recommend any of those categories, like residential, lineman, industrial? Would you recommend them all?
Or would you say yeah, I'd recommend them all, but I would also be like, hey, if you're interested. So lineman is a great gig, and they're going to need them forever. And there's so many companies now. There's Evergy, there's Par. There's a ton of them out there. So to me, for somebody that's willing to go through the work, yeah, I think a lineman's a great gig. But yeah, I mean, an inside or an electrician, the journeyman electrician, man, I'd recommend it to everybody. But that's the problem, is you have to be willing to work. I mean, you might do underground outside when it's snowing, but then the next day you'll be working in a building where it's hot. Or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always different scenarios, so you just have to be willing to work. And
is that something that you enjoy, that it's always different?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I worked at this oxychemical plant for 2 years, and I loved it, dude. It was a great job, but it was the same thing. Like, even though you're doing different jobs throughout there, it was the same thing every day.
Right.
And I just like being able to be at, you know, I go to different places every day now, or even if I go to one place for a month, I know that once this month's over, we're going to somewhere else.
Right. Know, so. And for a lot of people, that's appealing, you know, because a lot of people hate doing the same thing every day like you, and they want to go places, and there's right. But there are some people out there that are just like, I want to show up and know exactly what I'm doing.
Oh yeah.
And get the hell out, you know. Yep.
And if that's what you like, then electrician might not be the best
game. Yeah. But if you're looking for something different every day, maybe a little adventurous, you know. Right. Electrician could be the route.
They pay great. I mean, that's the thing that people, the biggest thing to me is, like you said, we were taught at Andale careers over beers. That's what we were taught. Now we were taught.
Someday they will be.
Yeah. We were taught that, like, you know, college education is great.
And that's not just at Andale.
I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I never will, because I had a blast at college. I didn't learn a lot because I went the wrong path. But college is a great thing. If you are going towards something and you want it, go for it, man.
Yeah.
But I didn't pay for it. So I paid for my freaking degree I don't use.
Right.
But I did not pay for the degree that I'm in now. So you
that's
know
a good
what I mean?
Point,
so
you know?
If you're not sure what you want to go into and you have a work ethic, then, I mean, go into a trade. Plumbers are the same way. Plumbers will pay. Plumbers, HVAC, all of them, they'll pay for you to go through this stuff.
I know, man. That's crazy to me that more people aren't flocking to those types of jobs.
Right.
But they weren't taught it.
No,
you know, like you said, and not just Andale. I think it was almost any public school probably. And from, you know, the late 90s to even now.
Right.
That whole millennial generation and Gen Z or whatever they call them now.
Yep.
Everybody was taught, myself included, that you get a 4-year degree and you're set. That's all you need to do. Find the college you want, get your degree, take out loans, whatever you need to do, just get it. Right. Doesn't matter what it's in. And now there's a bunch of people out there that have degrees in useless things. And I don't want to call any out in particular, but there are a lot of degrees out there that you're going to have trouble finding a job in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I know more, and like you said, I'm not going to call anybody out. But I know a few people that don't even do what they went to college for.
Right.
And they love what they do now.
And just like you.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'm one of them.
And I know several people myself, too, that got a degree and they don't use it at all. They work something else that didn't require a degree.
Right.
You know?
And I just wish some of this stuff was more out there, but
That's what I'm trying to do, right?
Right.
I need you to tell the world what it all involves and what the benefits are of doing a trade like that. And to me, it sounds amazing, honestly.
Yeah.
You go out there, you get a job immediately. They pay for this apprenticeship and journeyman's license that you get. And there's a good opportunity to make a lot of money, right?
Right.
In the electrician world?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's endless. I mean, your options are endless. You work for one company, and I fell in love. The first company I ever worked for, I fell in love with them. I never thought I would leave there. But then just as I progressed, I just looked towards the future, and I was like, you know what? I think that I could do more than this. And then I kept going, and I kept going, and I kept going. And now I'm where I've wanted to be for the last 6 years, 10 years even.
That's got to be a good feeling, right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Except for I get a lot of call-outs right now. But But once I get through this beginner stage, you know, it'll be great. Oh, yeah.
Well, explain to me what a daily life is for you.
I wake up. I brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
You pour some bourbon?
So we start at 6 in the morning. And by start at 6 in the morning, I take a truck home, get in my truck at 6, and I head towards either we have a central location that we all meet at, or if we have a job that day, we go straight to the job. I'll show up at the job, and right now, a lot of it, the stuff that I'm doing is there's these, so when I say a breaker, I don't mean a breaker in your house, but it acts the same way. But this breaker has 138,000 volts.
It's a giant
on it,
breaker.
You know, yeah, so it's
real
huge.
Big.
Oh, yeah, they're big. And they've had some faulty ones with a certain brand, so we are changing all of those out. So we'll go in there, we'll do all the switching we have to make sure that the lines going to this breaker are dead. We'll disconnect all the, or we'll hang grounds. You got to hang grounds, man.
What does that mean?
You hang grounds, it grounds everything. So that way, even if there's voltage going through there, when you hang a ground on it, there's nothing. Like ground is ground potential. Oh, yeah, it's key.
Oh, we're going to come back to that.
No,
because I have questions.
All right. So, but yeah, then we'll just lift out these old breakers. We have a lot of times we have to bring a crane in. We lift out an old breaker.
Are they giant breaker switches that you have to like in your house?
Yeah, something like that.
I'm just picturing South Park when they have the internet, where they find the internet. It's just a giant router. Like, reset it. Giant power cord.
They got guys that sit at desks that push a button, and it does it for us. We don't get it. I mean, and when they say, hey, we're about to hit this breaker, you know, activate this breaker, we get the hell out of the way.
So some guy could really fuck with some people and say that. Yeah, you're all good.
Yeah.
And you're not.
No, yeah, they wouldn't do that, though. Yeah, yeah, it's a super safe company, man. It's all three-part communication. Like, I need you switch this out. I understand I can switch this out. Yes, you can switch that out. You know,
there's fail-safes everywhere, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. But, yeah, and I mean, that's... We have contractors that come in and break the old concrete out, put new concrete in so we can make sure these breakers are good. I mean, it's a construction business, man.
Yeah. It's a lot different than what I was imagining when you said electrician, you know. I guess I was thinking more residential because that's what people normally think of probably when they think
I'm
of an
sure
electrician.
It is, yeah.
But that's a cool, you know, I never knew that there were people out there doing that kind of stuff at the plant. Because you always drive by, and I've seen those things, too, that you're talking about, the big transistors and all the big – it just looks like a big, giant power plant, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere. And and I'll even say it before I even got on, man. I just drive by them, and I'm like, wonder what the hell that thing's all doing.
You know?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
And now I'm even at the stage in my career where I've only been there for a little over a year, and I'm not allowed to go in one of them by myself. I mean, there's some dangerous – stuff going on.
Oh, I imagine, man. I kind of wanted to get into that, too. Have you ever had any scares where you almost got zapped?
Oh, no. Not in there, but I'll tell you. There's lines. Okay. So if you have a set of lines up here, let me make sure this is on camera here. Got lines up here and another set here. So this line up here is 138,000 volts, and this one down here is like 69. And I'm working on the 69,000 volt line. we'll kill it, but these lines are so close that it's called static. It's bouncing through this into this, and it will shock the shit out of
you. So it's just in the air?
Yeah, it's just in the air. So this line is completely dead, and you check it with the voltage checker because, you know, we check everything we do. And then, like I said, we even hang grounds. And this stuff is grounded, so there should be no potential on it, no electricity on it whatsoever. And because of that induced static right there, dude, it'll still light your ass up.
Really?
And the very first time I ever worked on it, all these guys are laughing their asses off because I'm like, what the?
It's one of those little newbie things.
Oh, yeah. They loved it.
Yeah. It's one of those things that they let the beginner absolutely get a little zap on you.
Are you good? Yeah. Yeah, it was terrifying.
What did it feel like?
I mean, it felt like you were getting shocked by 120 volts. Have you ever been shocked by an outlet in your house or anything?
I've been shocked by an electric fence for, like, cattle and stuff.
I mean, we'll say that. Like, it just feels
What is that? You know what that is?
I think it's pretty low, but, I mean, it's not enough, like, to scare a cow off. You know, house that's the
outlet.
Whole point of it.
You know, it's not as much as a house outlet, right?
I bet it's pretty close.
You think?
I don't know. We'd have to research
If I jammed a fork into a wall outlet, would I die?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
No, you wouldn't.
I've always wondered that. Maybe I will try it now that you said
I'm
good.
Shock the shit out of you, but no, you wouldn't die. But yeah, I mean, I just felt like I was getting hit by like a household, and I was like jumping around, and then I was also in a man, like, so our buckets are insulated so I have a bucket truck. It's insulated. So my bucket could be touching a line that is hot. Not that I would ever do that, but it's insulated.
In theory,
for that.
It could.
Yeah, in theory, that's what they're for. So when I was in Independence, I didn't have a bucket truck, so I had a regular old man lift. Well, it's made out of metal. So as I'm up against this line that is dead, it is a dead line, but it had so much static on it that if I knelt down on my knee, it was going through my jeans, and I just kept getting shocked over and over and over.
Really?
And I'm throwing a fit about it, like, what in the hell's going on? And they're just down there laughing their asses off. And then they kind of explained the process, and I was like, okay, then.
Are you talking like shocks that you get when you're just rubbing your feet on the carpet and you touch a doorknob on your knees?
That's basically what's happening. But when it's 138,000 volts, it doesn't quite just feel that light. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Damn, man.
So, other than that, that's the biggest scare I've had. I mean,
You've never had any moments where you're like, I could have died right there.
Oh, no. They're super. I mean, it's so safe right now that we don't work on hotlines.
It's probably the safest time to ever be alive, right?
Of course.
Especially for jobs like yours. Well, not with COVID, but.
Safest time. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up.
But, yeah, I mean, yeah.
With jobs like yours.
It's unreal because I've heard stories. You know, you hear stories from back in the day when safety wasn't what it is now. Even when I worked at the chemical plant, you hear stories about, oh, yeah, we just used to open up these chemical lines all the time. And I'm like, there's sulfuric acid in there. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
It'll be good. Just rub dirt in it.
Same here, you know. You just hear about these stories. Oh, yeah, you know, you just walk up and the voltage testers might be right. So you got to be careful. And I'm like, no. Yeah, it's the technology
that,
out there right now, it's unreal. So, I mean, I feel safe every day at work.
Yeah. And when you say hanging grounds, is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Hanging grounds. Are you talking, you're hanging a cable on the line to the ground?
So you have a piece of copper that is going down into the ground, and it's going into a ground grid. So that's all that ground. And, yes, it's buried in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So if something gets hit by electricity, it'll go through the ground into the ground grid. So basically, yeah, so if we kill a line, we'll walk up to that line and we'll hook up to the ground that's going down to the ground grid, and then we'll take the cable up and hook it up to the line that's supposed to be dead. And if it's not dead,
it's a
direct short and it's dead now. But yeah, that's what it's for, is to make sure, and we don't touch lines unless there's a ground on them.
Yeah, I've seen some crazy videos on the internet where like a tree will break a line or something will happen with like a storm, and you'll see the power line like on the ground or whatever, and you just, it looks like what's his name on Star Wars, you know, the electricity coming out of his hands.
Oh yeah,
it looks like that all over the ground,
right?
And it's melting the concrete on the sidewalk even, you know?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's crazy shit.
And that is, if something like that happens and something in the substation or something down the line did not do its job, nowadays anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's what all, that's like, the substations have, so we have relay, I'm a substation tech. We have relay techs who come in and they're like in charge of the safety side of it. So they have all these devices that are made that if something like that happens, it should trip power like that. But really? You know.
So that's a whole other job on its own then, huh? Yeah, so just being a safety rep for...
Right. Wow. There's all kinds of jobs throughout Evergy. Pretty cool.
And that's supposed to prevent, even if a line just snaps from a high wind or a tornado or something.
So they have devices...
It cuts off?
Yeah, they have devices that, if a line snaps, they have devices that are reading the power on that line. And if that power makes a disconnect somewhere in the middle, these devices pick it up and they trip it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super cool.
So yeah, technology now. And I've heard, you know, never went into specifics, but you hear stories about how it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
And that's when you see those videos of this line on the ground.
Well, those videos, they could have been in another country too, you know, yeah, where there's absolutely no regulations.
But yeah, I mean, that those videos are real. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, just looking at it, you're like, whoa, yeah, no that'll way. Mess you up, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
There was a time where, and I don't even know how this is possible, but there was a time where a big crane landed on a power line right next to my house, and it just instantly froze and fell on the ground. And I was always under the impression you had to be grounded to get shocked like that, right? Because birds sit on power lines all the time.
Well, birds are different.
Birds are different.
No, I don't know. I mean, so yeah, basically...
Are birds different than humans?
No. So basically, yeah, you can touch a line if you're not grounded, and you're fine.
So hypothetically, if you're floating, you could grab a power line and you'd be fine.
Hypothetically, yes.
If you're Chris Angel...
Yes.
You can, and you're levitating...
Exactly.
You can grab a power line.
Yeah, you're not grounded at that point.
Yeah, I wonder how that bird died then. Maybe its feather touched the pole or something.
So I'll give you an example. We got a call out one night because a breaker tripped, and it half of Rock Road from, like, we'll say Rock from Harry to MacArthur was out of power. So we go out there and we look, and there was a squirrel. I mean, you could smell the burnt hair the minute you got there.
Yeah.
And a squirrel, and I don't know if it was just a hair or what, but I mean, you could barely tell. But the squirrel was on a hot line, and its tail tapped the ground instantly, tripped the breaker. Oh, yeah, it was gone. I mean,
a bug zapper.
Yeah, but if you looked at the squirrel, I mean, you could tell where it was on the hot wire.
But there was nothing.
But on the other side that hit the ground, I mean, it had to have been, I mean, it just...
That much electricity.
Oh, yeah, just barely any, I mean, you're, yeah, touching ground whatsoever.
What do you think it would do to a human?
Oh, you won't make it through it.
I figured that. But would it disintegrate you, or would it just burn you?
You would be a black mass on the ground. For lack of better
bad
terms.
For laughing. That's,
yeah, right.
It's definitely happened.
Oh, it's happened, I'm sure, yeah. There's, and this is independent stories, but I've heard of stories of copper thieves. They cut the ground, and once you cut that ground, that any electricity that is going to through that ground into the ground that's equalizing everything out, I mean, it's gone.
Yeah.
And I've heard of stories where they've found a couple crispy critters. I mean, I can't imagine what that would be like, but they was copper thieves. They were trying to steal some copper, and they went
word
about
to the
it
the kids
wrong
out
way.
There, don't steal copper.
Yeah, especially out of there.
Don't steal copper. Man.
Pretty wild.
Crazy shit. It'd be like the electric chair, you know?
Yeah, it'd be an electric
but they
chair.
But they don't turn it off.
Right.
You know?
The electric chair is like a little... This would... You'd be dead in a second.
Would you choose the electric chair if you were getting... You know, if you're on death row and they give you an option
between the
being an electrician
and a shot,
yeah,
I think I'd take the shot. I've been shocked enough throughout my life. I'm kind of over it.
You know what's crazy is they still allow people to choose that in some places. There was a guy that died from the electric chair recently, I think, actually, down somewhere in one of the southern states. He's like, "Yeah, give me the chair." I don't know, man.
Have you just? I mean. like you said, you've been hit by an electric fence. You want to feel that for a while?
No.
I'm out.
Is it true if I pissed on an electric fence, it would shock me?
I would imagine so. I don't know. I've never done it.
I haven't either. But I've heard stories. I've never actually seen anybody or known anybody that's done it directly.
You try
it
and let me know. How about that?
I'm not going to try it.
No way.
That's what you're here for, to give me these answers, right?
I'm going to have to do some research and get back to you on that one.
Yeah. I'm going to pour some.
I mean, I would bet it would. Water and electricity don't mix well, and your piss has got a lot of water in
it. They don't. They sure don't.
I better do that, too.
Yeah, get you some whiskey in there. Do you have a favorite part of your job, or like a part of your job that you hate? Are there some pros and cons you want to get out there?
Well, the only part of my job that I hate is if you go back to last winter, there was like a 10-day period in there where it was colder than shit.
It was like negative 20 probably, right?
Yeah. And we work outside all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not having it that week.
Yeah.
Dude, it was brutal. Outside, I mean, the minute you get out of the truck, your face is numb, your finger, everything. It just sucked. I hated that.
Yeah.
I like the elements. I acclimate to them. But that week, wasn't happening.
That is one thing, though, to consider if you're going to be an electrician, is that you're going to be outdoors most of the time, right?
Well, electrician on like residential and on, even on residential and commercial. Oh,
like commercial where
you're going to have times where you're in the middle of a house in the middle of the winter. Yeah, you'll be inside the house, but even being in there without any, you know, it might have a shell on it, but it's still cold.
It might not
shit.
Even be finished yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's definitely times where you are, but then there's times where the house is almost done and you get a cush winter, you know. But
that's true.
Yeah, that, I will say that about Evergy, is all the work is done outdoors.
Yeah, so if it's negative 20, you're going to feel it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You're out there.
But right.
I like working in the summer. I mean, yeah, there's times where within 30 minutes, my shirt is completely soaked, and I might bitch about it, but that doesn't bother me.
You can just
me.
Call
it's
it a workout.
Cold. Yeah, it's the cold. I do not like it, man.
Gives you an excuse to go home and just pound some beers back. She's like, I worked out all day, right?
Yep. I'm not touching that treadmill today. Treadmill's collecting dust.
Yeah.
They do that.
I hope you have it unplugged so it's not burning electricity.
Yeah. I just plugged it in just today.
What are your thoughts on, like, solar and wind energy?
Well,
do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get into this on the wrong side of
you don't need
I don't know much about it, I guess.
You don't need to, like, get political or
well, no,
anything
I
on
not
it.
Wouldn't get that route. I don't know any. I don't know enough about it to say whether it's a great thing or it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that I've heard horror stories about, like, I'll say during the winter or during that super cold, I heard that some of the wind turbines were so cold that they weren't even spinning.
Right.
Now, I can't confirm that. I don't know that. So I don't know enough about them to really get into that and how I feel about it.
Yeah, it does make sense, though. I mean, if it's not sunny, you're not getting solar.
Right.
If it's not windy, you're not getting wind energy. And
you'll drive past some of them. And once again, I don't know if I should even be talking about this. Evergy could be super pissed. But, I mean, there's times where you drive past the field and you don't see any of them spinning. I don't, there's like 600 of them out there or whatever, 60 of them out
right.
there, and maybe one of them spinning. So I don't know enough about it. Maybe they're caught up on power at that point, so that one's just working overtime by itself. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it's like humans.
I don't know much about
most
that
of them are just lazy. And some of them are doing all the work.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't know. I think it's a cool thing if we can pull it off, right?
Right. I think, yeah.
If it's possible to collect energy from wind and sunshine, you know, I mean, I said sunshine. I don't know why I said
sunshine.
But, you know, everything that I've heard, kind of the same as you, is that it's not perfect, obviously. And it's, you know, you take a piece of coal and you burn it, it's going to give you the same amount of energy every time.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not saying one is worse or one is bad and one is good, but it's a cool thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's any stuff coming up like in your field that you know of, like if it's going more towards wind or solar.
So for us, like in Southeast Kansas, wind was bigger. Like here, do you remember when Andale was about to get some and there were signs everywhere? Well, apparently it either didn't pass or it got postponed. I don't
right.
know. I don't know that thing, but in Southeast Kansas, they're everywhere. And they want them. They're like, oh, yeah, I don't care if it, you know, I don't care what it looks like.
I've seen those fields.
Money, but they're everywhere down there. And but that's all contracted out. So that I don't know anything about that side of it.
Does energy from those all come to your plant, though, where you work at?
So they have a specific substation that those go to, but it's once again, it's a contracted plant, so I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know much about that. I don't know how. I mean, Evergy's getting into it, but they're contracting that side of it out to people that know more about it than we do.
And somebody
it might get there one of these days that we start integrating it together, but right now we don't mess with that.
And somebody like you is also, you know, you don't really care where the energy's or the electricity's coming from.
Yeah,
you're
as
already,
long as I'm getting the voltage that I'm supposed to be getting in here, I'm good.
I'm on the side of nuclear energy, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, if people want to talk about clean energy that produces a lot of power with, you know, minimal waste, nuclear is pretty freaking good.
There's a nuclear plant there in, I guess it's New Strawn, Kansas, but it's right outside of Burlington.
Yeah.
And it's an Evergy plant there.
Dude, I'm for it. I think it's the cleanest way to make, you know, consistently, I don't even know what I'm saying. Consistently good energy.
Consistently clean.
Consistent energy.
Yeah.
You know, something you're not going to have to wait for the wind to pick up on or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? And people are scared, obviously, because of things like Chernobyl or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And I don't know anything, to be honest. but I think nuclear energy is pretty freaking cool.
It is cool. And it's right off of there in that Wolf Creek one.
Yeah.
It's right off of water. And none of the nuclear, they got so many systems put into it where they test the water. This pond, it's a lake.
Yeah.
They test the water in this lake, and they've had no nuclear leaking into this lake. But with that plant being right there, it's like naturally heated, and I've heard the fishing is incredible there because the fish just are like, oh, it's summer all the time here, and they love it because the water's warm.
Cool.
Plant puts off so much heat that it's heating the water, and
that's really cool.
I've heard the fishing there's out of control for any fisherman. Go check that one out.
Yeah. Hopefully they're not mutant fish.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they check the water.
That's
I've
cool,
seen
though.
The Simpsons movie, Epa.
I have too. That's so cool. And people are freaked out, you know, but then again, things like that don't really happen very often. And especially nowadays, as things get safer and safer, right?
Right.
I don't know. I think if you're for clean energy, how could you be against nuclear energy?
Right.
But I also don't know shit, so don't listen to me.
Well, listen to me either.
That's just my thought process, you know, is like, man, nuclear seems kind of cool. Hell, dude, I don't even know anymore. I'm enjoying these whiskeys with you. This is super interesting, to be honest.
I've had a blast.
Really? Like, there's a lot that I didn't know about this occupation. Do you have any other advice that you would give to people out there that want to become an electrician?
I mean, you just got to – I tell all kinds of people that, like, hey, if you don't know what you want to do, go down to the IBW hall, which is the union hall here. Go talk to them. They'll either, you know, they'll tell you, hey, yeah, jump in, everything. I mean, go to Pratt Community College. I think that if you go to Pratt Community College, this is what I've heard. I don't know this for a fact, so don't quote me here. But if you go there and you show that you want to be a lineman or whatever, then companies like PAR or even Evergy will, like, look at you. And then if you, I mean, you can go apply for PAR while you're in this, and if you get accepted by PAR, they pay for it all. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there that you could be, I mean, yeah, you're going to get your college, your apprenticeship. It's a college.
It is, yeah.
It's a 4-year deal that you're going to get it paid for, and you're going to have a great career to come out on. And while you're there, you're going to be making great money.
Yeah. And I don't know how anybody could call that anything much different from a normal bachelor's degree, because it's the same exact concept. Even if you don't want to call it a bachelor's degree, you're still doing this 4-year program, getting a big piece of paper that's getting you a high-paying job,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So,
and while everybody else, and once again, I will never knock college. College does all these jobs are great.
Right.
But when all these other people are going to college and working a part-time job to get through, you know, you're working a full-time job and still getting paid, and you're getting paid great while you're completing your college. So it just, I mean, I wish this was out there more. I'm willing to go to high schools and talk to kids about it. And I think it would be a great thing to get some guys from trades and go to different high schools.
Dude, seriously, honestly. Like, so, this is super important for people to hear, and people, especially younger people, that are lost and looking for a good career that they are falling into that they can't. Something, I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm trying to say, I guess, that if you're lost and you've been told your whole life that you need to just get a degree and you don't know what you want to do, there's all sorts of trades out there like that, and I think it's super important for people like you guys to let people know that.
Absolutely.
And give them insight and actually explain what it is and what you're getting into. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. Before, and I'm going to make my uncle watch this, but before I actually started working with my uncle when I was in college at Hutch JUCO, I was like, you know, oh, this is the uncle that he might not had the brains to go through college, you know, mm-hmm. and everything. And now I look it back and I'm like, I owe everything that I've accomplished in my life to my uncle, probably, because right. he taught me that, hey, he's making great money. He's working his ass off day in and day out. And I see his accomplishments and I'm like, man, okay, so maybe I don't need to have this 4-year degree.
Maybe they lied to us a little bit.
Maybe I'm getting a little bit of BS here and I'm working through it, you know?
Yeah.
So I was pretty, I owe a lot to that guy. But I will be honest, at first I was like, oh, this must have been being brainwashed. This was the uncle that didn't quite make it through the college level.
You must have just settled.
And yeah, I would never say that, but I probably would. I feel like a dick because I owe everything I got.
Well, not saying that that's the case. What you're trying to say is that we were sort of conditioned to think that, you know, oh, yes,
that's what
you're working a normal trade. Like, and every kid that's in our age group, you know, they kind of had that thought process like, oh, you just settled for that.
Yes.
You know, you didn't become an astrophysicist or an astro,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't become this famous rock star or whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever you're going for. I sit there and I see kids that went straight into a trade right out of high school, and then I see me and I look up and I'm like, you son of a bitch, you're like 5 years younger than me and I have to answer to you now?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, how they knew about it, great. You know, I pumped. I love the fact that I have to answer to some dipshit that was a freshman when I was a senior.
Well, it's got to be kind of cool to see people that figured it out and knew from the start that they were going to do that, right?
Right.
Like, kudos to you.
Dipshit, by the way.
But no, you're not a dipshit.
But yeah, I think it's cool as shit that these guys knew about it and they were, kudos to them, man. They got in and they're good.
Right. Even though we're a little bit jealous.
I went down the wrong path first, and then I figured it out. Wrong path. Not the wrong path for everybody, wrong path for me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I look up, and I'm like, man, I'm jealous. I'd kill to be in your spot right now, man.
Right?
This is awesome.
Right?
So, yeah, it's awesome.
Better late than never, though.
Right,
you know,
absolutely.
The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the next best time is now.
Right.
Isn't that what they say?
I think something like that.
Yeah, sounds really profound.
Was it off a Lorax?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All righty, Brett. Well, do you have any last words or anybody you want to shout out or anything you want to say to the world?
I
want to
shout out,
I think you
TX
covered it.
And have a drink with you, man.
Yeah.
It's been awesome.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely.
I thoroughly enjoyed this. I mean, I had a good time. So thanks for coming on.
And
thanks for putting the word out there to everybody and kind of giving us a reason to look into these trade jobs more and not just kind of shove everybody into this get a degree category.
Right, absolutely.
That means a lot to me, and I'm, you know, episodes like this really are rewarding to me, knowing that hopefully somebody will watch it and be like, yep,
I hope so.
I'm gonna get a career out of that.
I really,
you know?
Do hope so. That's what I'm here for, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
I
had a good time.
You,
and cheers, sir.
Cheers.
Yeah.